This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
We've got something very exciting coming up, Stefan. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so we're going to... I'm going to review War of the Planet of the Apes live on air just after 6 in the morning. What is the time now? 6:30? Time goes so fast.
6:18, you're getting a little bit ahead of yourself.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. But yeah, War of the Planet of the Apes review. All right, directed by Matt Reeves, starring Andy Serkis, Woody Harrelson, among others. So have you guys seen the other
I have seen
movies?
The first two. I've seen the first two. It's been quite a while, but I do remember I've got clear memories of James Franco stealing the stage,
yes,
stealing
absolutely.
The screen. One of my favourites.
And stealing the entire planet's lives, basically, too.
I'm a huge fan, and I was super jealous when I saw that you got to go and see the movie. I read your review online the website, and you have a very, very good way with words, but I was incredibly jealous that you got to go see it early, and I can't wait to go watch the new one.
Yeah, guys, everyone listening, you have to go and see it, especially if you like the other two. I mean, if you didn't like the other two, then, you know, I don't see why you would like this one. But I do think that as a trilogy, the movies actually get better and better. Like, Rise was pretty great. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was better. And just thinking, they can't even top that, but they do. I truly think the War for the Planet of the Apes is the best of the trilogy. And I think this may go down as one of the best movie trilogies of all time, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you say are the best movie trilogies of all time? Would you say, like, Lord of the Rings?
Well, Lord of the Rings is always held up there. And, you know, I'm just thinking, let's go anime, we'll go to the Toy Story trilogy.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Although they are making a fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a war and revenge film. If you've seen the trailers, you probably would assume there's like a million battles. That's not necessarily the case. When they say a war movie, it's almost like a politics movie too. So they talk, there's lots of dialogues, lots of scenes, that stuff, which may sound boring, but I assure both of you guys that there is not a single line of dialogue. There's not a single scene that feels out of place.
So it's we're not talking, Star Wars,
Perfect. Yeah. It's not like Star Wars episode 1 where you're just watching people talk. This is actually intense.
And the trade deals in Star Wars episode 1, gosh, they were riveting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's none of that. It's not just a war. The other theme is revenge. So Caesar, the super intelligent ape from the first two movies wants to take revenge on Woody Harrelson's character, who is the war colonel, who wants to basically, bring back humans as the alphas that they are, because basically the plants are taking over the world, as you can imagine. So the motivations of these characters are fleshed out, and you know they don't really simply sit on the good or evil scale. So they acknowledge the reality that war is complicated. And look, once the film started, I couldn't look away. So it's just a really well edited and paced movie. It's a masterpiece, I think. I would actually give it 5 out of 5 stars.
Wow. 5 out of 5 stars.
And who's the director behind it?
Matt Reeves. And he directed the last one, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and he's actually going to do the Batman movie with which is named Ben Affleck in a few years' time. That will be very good. So the full review is on the Sin website now, sin.org.au. Just find the features section. You should be able to find it.
I definitely recommend reading it. It's some of my friend Stefan's finest writing.
We might post it on the Get Serial page afterwards. But
awesome.
Also follow us on Sin Features on Facebook to see even more reviews.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.